Don so jin chon la son jo ba de dan ne ja son ji da ge jin so jin ba son nam ji an ro la ben do son ji lu boy son ji ju dan so ji jo na la son jo bar de dan ne ja son da ge jin so jin ba son nam ji ro la ben do son ji lu boy Sanje jidan soje jonala, Sanjo bardane jo sanje, Dage jin soje besanamji, Dola bentur sanje rubayyo, Padin zavala marmboje, Dage jivar bimeden yodu, Kade jimbe gane jizane, Kozan dojang do
So, according to Buddhist tradition, the preparation for the receiving Dharma, receiving a spiritual transmission, is there is some preparation required. One of them is since this morning when you wake up and preparing to go to the meditation center, including your effort, your energy. Now you're in shrine room, Buddhist shrine room, and meditating, try to meditate. So the whole preparation is that preparation is you're ready to receive the teaching. And when you receive the teaching, you will benefit, and a benefit, it's not just only limits with yourself, but all beings, all other beings that have that has a interconnection with you, that include with your people who you meet, or people who you have relationship, or people who you interact with, all of them. So, in other words, you are getting transmissions and teachings, learning. It's not only for yourself, but for everybody that you have relationship and that you will have relationship. For that reason, you are collecting, receiving teachings from Lord Buddha. And that's something we all have to remember every time when you receive teachings. It's called preparation. It's also preparation. Part of preparation is openness. And openness means open your mind. The mind, how we know mind is open or not, because we have a, we all have a mind, but we have a lot of negative mind. Then we also have a positive mind. Then we have, majority people have mixed one. The positive and negative, mixed ones. Then, unfortunately, some people have, let's say 24 hours, they have more negative mind than a positive mind. Then, some practitioners have maybe 20 hours of positive mind, perhaps only 4 hours not so positive, maybe so-so. That measurement, that percentage that I'm sharing with you has something to do with your practice. So how you associate with the openness mind yourself or not. So Buddha's Bodhisattva, 24 hours, they are not only open mind, but they also have Buddha mind. What's the Buddha mind? The Buddha mind is calm, clear, and absence of negative emotions. And that's something I want you to look for. And that's something beyond price. And that's something we all need it. How I know we all need it? Because we are not enlightened yet. So, I'm just opening text here with the Stillness Inside Emptiness book of Lama D. Dorje. If I don't say good things, nobody will say right. Very good writer, except his grammar is also. But anyway, I'm looking at seclusive and meditation. It's very important that human, social animal, at the same time, seclusion and meditation is important. Because constantly distracted with the surrounding environment and the people drive you more crazy than ever and more confused than ever. That's what's happening in a society. So my message for you here is find a seclusive places, caves, mountains, beaches. It's good place to hide out and alone and meditate. Perhaps more you able to do seclusive meditation, more you discovered yourself, what you have been missing in your life. That is beyond price. You might see many things that you thought it's so important for you to engage. You might find out that things you engage and involve with so seriously are not that important anymore. Looks like those are the harmful. Those activities are wasting your energy, wasting your livelihood. You may discover that. How you will know? Seclusion and meditation will help you. That's a title here. Next title is Lungyavati and Meditation. For most people, they like to live a little longer. And for most people, they like to be stay a little bit younger, if it's possible. Meditation will help you that, see? That's the other thing. So, Lungyavati, you want to live longer? You have to save the energy. How are you going to save the energy? Meditation will help you. Meditation is the ultimate relaxation. Meditation is the ultimate vacation. This is 100 times more vacation than what we call vacation to traveling around. So, it says the meditation lengthens life, means you will live a little longer because you able to save some energy for yourself. By the way, human existence is like a fruit, and the one piece of fruit has limited water and limited things in it. The more we use and burn, the fruit gonna be dry out much faster. More careful with the fruit, the fruit will stay a little bit longer. Nevertheless, the fruit is not permanent. It's not going to be permanent. That is never going to be age or dry out. But it's just a slow dry out. So human visualize like a fruit. Visualize human as like a flower. And flower, the more constant condition, water or elements surrounding is more protected and more careful, the flower stay a little longer. So longevity and meditation, again, you have good reason to meditate. No matter how busy you are, or you think you are, or you just don't know how busy you are, whatever level we're talking about, you can always find a plenty of time to meditate. Because you have time to experience loneliness, and you have time to experience bored, like a helpless, you don't know what's going on kind of thing. You don't know why you're there, or you don't know what's going on, and feel like disconnect with everybody else. It's at the same time, you're so connected with everything else that you don't even have time to meditate. So this contradiction torn apart between that you are living. Sometimes you're so alone, you really loneliness experiencing. At the same time, not too long ago, then you feel overwhelmed with all the connections and all the concerns or worries that you have to deal with. Usually all of those have to deal with you and others, that you are near and dear one. So again, you want to have more space, and you want to be handled all professional way, meditation is a good way to do it. Then third one here is inner strength. We all run out of inner strength. Inner strength is a really inner strength. It's inner strength. It's measure your inner strength. It's not a physical how strong you are. It's not the size you are. No matter how many extra pounds you think you have, still does not make you a strong person at all. Actually, somebody might take advantage of you because you can't keep up or you can't catch. They will run. That's because you have a few extra pounds, and next thing is somebody took advantage of you like that. So it's not measured by size. And then what was the measure by size? What other measure, the thing? It's not how nice word you use, poetry, elegante words you use. It's not because of how long you can talk or how skillful you can talk because you have a PhD degree, so you have a few extra vocabulary. So vocabulary. So you can talk, if anybody not get bored, or they're not tired. You should be sensitive because you can see they're tired or not. As soon as they're looking like this, and some, that means they already says, I don't have to hear this. So it's not measured by how long you can talk. Or it's not measured by your inner strength that you're not talking at all. Nothing to do with that. Then what? The answer is inner strength has something to do with your mind. Mind. And then the strength of your inner strength, the core, C-O-R-E, core of your inner strength is the size of your mind. Now, we know Buddhist texts saying mind is beyond size. But for the relative world, well, the functionality of samsara, functionality of what we are now, it's in a relative world. From the relative point of view, you can measure size with the mind too. You can measure with the size of your good karma too. You can measure with the size of your money too. Just almost anything, there is a size because you live in a relative world. From that perspective, your mind has size. The size of your mind has a depth and a clarity, and that is something that the inner strength. So it's nothing to do with the size of your body. It's the size of your mind. Now, if you care about size of your mind, then meditation is the answer to what makes my mind more bigger, more stronger. So that things happening in my life, things happening in my family, things happening in out there in the world, so it doesn't really overwhelm me. So, mind over matter. When the mind is big, all of those things happening around you, it's still okay. What a beautiful. It's still okay. Why you feel that way? It's okay. It's mind over matter. Your mind is controlling all things happening around you. What a beautiful. Again, how can we do that? How we can do that is work on your mind. Everybody have your Buddha nature or Tathagata Garba. You have your mind. Because if you don't have mind, then you wouldn't be here. Or you can always say, I don't want to go, but somebody kidnapped me. But you're still talking. As long as you're talking, you're still there. Because without mind, you can't even talk. So your mind is inner strength, and the size of your mind. Did you know that the people usually say, he's a good person, he's a reliable person, he's a responsible person. If he says something that he make commitment, he will do it. You know that. You can count on that person. That means that person, it's not much to do with, even though we say he's a good person, it's not the person we're talking about, it's his quality of mind we're talking about. And sometimes you say, yeah, he will have said this, but doesn't mean anything. Don't expect anything, no matter how much he made commitment. It's only for that few seconds. That is only valuable, that few seconds. After a few seconds, he won't even remember what he committed. And I know, and you know, we have those kind of people all the time. actually those kind of people more run into than the ones is responsible. But anyway, what we're talking about is quality of mind, size of the mind we're talking about. It's not that person like to be a wishy-washy. It's just too many things happening in that person's life, super duperly confused, therefore can't keep up what he committed or what he said. Don't remember everything what he said. We will do so that. So inner strength and meditation. Buddhas and Bodhisattvas have an inner strength so powerful, so big. Actually, they're not talking about himself, herself problem. They are engaging and talking about the universal problem and samsara problem and the problems of everybody they're talking about. And still, their inner strength is so powerful, so big, that they can get through that and without overwhelm, without overwhelmed. How you say overwhelmed? Overwhelmed means, it's too much, I can't handle it. Like that. So, people, most people, or many times, you experiencing the problem is so big, your functionality is no longer normal, although start with you're never normal, but you're never normal to start with, but now it's even much worse than what regularly, the regularly normal thing. So problem is so big. That means the quality, size of your mind need to be worked on and need to fix that. So meditation, Buddhist Bodhisattva, why they have such a power, such a strength? Let me share this to you. Chise namka ne patan roa chise ne jo patese dan ne jo ro dunga sever sho root text. What he's saying is as long as a space exists, as long as all living men exist between the space and earth, and water too, and air too, all of that, I like to serve them, help them, until all living beings are completely liberated. Where this kind of strength, power, came from? It came from meditation. It came from the enlightened mind. Came from the enlightened mind. So, unenlightened beings and regular people can't handle his or her own problem. Talking about, I can't handle this, overwhelmed. And that shows how teeny tiny our minds are. Making our mind more and more small every day. More and more small mind means more and more size of your mind getting so small. So everything, even somebody look you like a little bit unpleasant way, that will be big deal for you rest of your day. That shows that how teeny tiny your mind was. So, again, meditation really helped to strengthen. And here is the inner strength. Inner strength is inner happiness, by the way. Where this happiness come from? Happiness is in the supermarket. If you buy something you really need, but then they go away too. That happiness for temporary. I mean, I'm a coffee guy. So somebody says, Lama, let me take you to Starbucks coffee. Sure. And I'm from Tibet, so grow up with a yak stick and lamb chops and cheese and yogurt. So somebody said, Lama, I would like to take you dinner or lunch. Can you go? We're going this and this. And I might say, it's okay, you guys go ahead, that I don't have to go. I have some schedule conflict. And a person getting smart afterward, that person said, oh, Lama, sorry that I'm taking you this wonderful steakhouse, but I guess you're busy, so I understand this. And he said, let me recheck my schedule. See, I can go around. I have done that. I admit that. I admit that. I have done that. So, that shows little attachment. And that also shows the habitual patterns. The habitual pattern. We all have some habitual patterns showing that. So, inner strength and meditation. So, joyness, happiness. We cannot buy from supermarket happiness. We can't buy happiness from New York to London to Moscow or Beijing. Everywhere we can go, you can't really buy happiness. Happiness is something to do with inside you, inside your mind. So one way we can measure your inner strength of your mind is how happy person are you? Again, go back to 24 hours. That way, 24 hours is what we deal with every day. So 24 hours, how many hours you're happy? How many hours you're not so happy? And how many hours you're mixed, like some happy, not so happy? How many hours you're concerned and worried? In other words, when you are in the public, are you happy? When you are in, alone, in your house, in your apartment, somewhere, are you happy? Are you a happy person in your car, driving car around? What happened when you see downtown? What happened when you see street people walking? What happened all these houses around and all these cars that you see? And the majority of cars that you see are better than your car. Is that anything to do with your mind or no? And then you have a handful of people sitting here. What do you think about these people? And then what do you think about yourself? Where is your mind? How you judge? How you compromise your mind when you see things beautiful, very ugly, and when you see things so attractive, when you see things are so revolving, is that a word?
Revolving.
Like, no, kind of thing. You don't want to be near there like that. how you react has a lot to do with your happiness, has a lot to do with your mind, has a lot to do with the state of your mind, and we can also say quality of your mind. We can also say size of your mind. We can also say happiness of your mind. There is a constantly practice. If your mind is blessed by Dharma, if your mind is connected with the Dharma, if your mind is blessed the transmission of the Dharma, then day and night, whether you're driving, whether you're meditating, whether you're dealing with a large crowd, whether you're dealing with yourself, there is a constantly Dharma practice. Do you do that? Do you know that? Well, if you don't know, time to do it. And if you like to develop inner happiness, inner strength, then this is a time. You most important thing when you hear, you capture them, then you practice them, and then never lose it. So those are very important. By the way, from three titles, just I explained, rather than we didn't even go through the chapters at all because time flies. So now I would like to meditate, lead meditation. And when you meditate, most important part of meditation is be able to relax, free from anxiety, free from uncomfortable, and earth and your mind completely synchronized. And then you start with inner strength. Where is your inner strength? Where is your meditation? Where is your mind? The inner strength, it's where is your happiness? It should locate it in your mind. Not it should locate it in any part of your body particularly. But body is a home for your mind. So your mind cannot fill six skandhas, six consciousness, without using physical body. So the physical body is like home of your mind. But your inner strength and happiness home is your mind. See, there is a home inside the home. Inside the home. Inside the home. So if you know what I'm talking about, there are many layers you can go through. The more deeper you go in, more better your meditator. Better meditator. So please find out where is your inner strength and find out where is your happiness. And happiness has many, many fancy words. Contentment, joyful, blissful. clearness, luminosity part of the mind, spacious part of the mind, and emptiness part of the mind, infinite, limitless possibility part of the mind. All of those qualities I talk is a part of the package of your mind. It's inside your mind. Question is, do you see it? Can you find it? Can you experience it? If that happens, your meditation is in the right direction. You are proceeding right direction. But any of those experiences comes, you can just say, I'm in the right direction. So I'm dealing with the doctors and especially a physical therapist, and told me, you pay lots of money and come to me and want me to fix. That's not gonna happen. Only you do your homework. Then it will be benefit. And it remind me, you come to see Shine Room and meditate and see Lama, I use the same analysis. You're not gonna learn benefit from meditation only once a week for 1 hour here. It is a mutual teamwork. You have to do every day meditate. If you're serious about meditation, working on your inner strength, inner happiness, you have to work every day. Part of your regular schedule. Dharma have to be implement. Is that word implement? Implementing means a part of just your routine. That's what you do. And then when you hear from very good teacher, like, it becomes like bonus. Bonus means double benefit. So if I do my homework, then I go see psychotherapist. They're very happy. They say, you're doing good job. Now you don't have to come every week. You can come every 3 weeks. So that's good to know. So same thing applying everybody, all of you, when you have an issue of sickness, besides comfort with your near and dear ones, and what is the mundane world offer you, and beyond that, meditation is the ultimate solution. If you're able to meditate, even between the pain, between the problem, you meditate, you find a whole new solution and a new perspective and a new way to deal with it. If you have a sickness, especially people have a sickness, it seems like not gonna go away soon. Like perhaps want to go with you all the way. inseparable kind of sickness. You know what I'm talking about. And then also, some people have a very difficult to cope with or deal with the aging process, what you used to and what you are turning into or approaching. There is that problem. Meditation really help you. Meditation will help you to see directly what you need to do, how you need to make friends with, and how you can compromise, and how you can negotiate, and how you can balance your life. Also, meditation helps. Then some people have a very crazy about spirituality and religious spirituality and heard many things. You heard many things. Reality, no manifestation of anything. In other words, you feel you know a lot, but you also feel like you have nothing at the same time, if that makes sense. You feel like your richness, you know so much, But when you look into your plate, there's not much. Not that you are one of those, but the chances are there. So if you have that kind of experience, meditation will be a very key instrumental to find what you need to do. And then other life is that some people have attached to perhaps a family or attached to a boyfriend, girlfriend, or maybe attached to material resources or material attachment. And it's a really inevitable. Is that word inevitable? Means you can't really separate. It's always there. Those issues also, in my little experience as a little lama, the little lama has a little understanding and a little realization. Based on that, is the best solution is if you know how to meditate, you know how to deal with all of those. How deep, how profound can you deal with is size of your inner strength, quality of your meditation, and the size of your happiness. If those are there, you will be happy even dealing with miserable activities of samsara, where you are overjoyed and happy to deal with it. Thank you very much. I'll take a couple questions, since I said too much word this morning, and especially if people are fairly new, you have any questions, raise your hand at this time. We deal with it right now. No excuse. Any question, anybody? Or if you don't have any question, then any question you have. Hey, did you hear what I say? Well, if there's no question, thank you everybody participating this morning Dharma class. And I would like to remain as everybody. Mount College trip is still, we are working on. So I'm excited about Mount College trip. Before Mount College trip, we have 11th of June, we have, if I'm correctly, we have a retreat at the Denton Dawa Zangmo's Jewel of Buddha Dharma. There is we have a retreat. It's a last two parts of the Four Noble Truths and Karma Cause and Effect class. Especially if you are new, you like to take that opportunity there. That class, I'm planning to be there to teach Saturday, 11th. And then we have Kagyu Mulam here. Is that 18 or?
Yes, sir.
Is that members only, usually? No. I can't make a decision right now, but what did we announce?
I don't think it's members only.
I thought it's a members because there's a lot of chantings.
Okay, then it's
But did anybody read that? It's
the stipulation was refuge.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you that you know that. So you have to be taking refuge, and maybe it's a member too. I don't know, unless it says the non-members. Specifically, because some of these practices are a little advanced, so we try to be only familiar with the people are only involved with it. Somebody brand new, you don't want to mumbo jumbo chanting all day long. So if there are brand new people, not member, they could come Sundays with or without my teaching here. They will have a class here for general, for public. So thank you for letting me know. That's good. Those two things are important. Other than that, so your practice in your home, wherever, whenever you can do, basically everyday practice is the best way. And until your practice is become 24-hour. And 24-hour means while you're teaching, while you're walking, while you're eating, while you're drinking, while you're thinking, all part of practice. Then, that level, then you always have practice. There's no time, no practice. Whereas now, most people, no practice means no practice at all. And then some little practice out of 24 hours. That's just about it. Other religious faith, I don't know the system is how the practice so serious is, but the Buddhist, Buddha himself mentioned perfection came from practice. All six paramitas, six perfections, perfection of generosity, perfection of morality, moral ethics, perfection of patience, perfection of perseverance, perfection of samadhi, meditation, perfection of wisdom, the accumulation of wisdom, the perfection of wisdom. Buddha says everybody have perfected from practice. And he did it. And he showed everybody. That's the difference between some other faith, may not talk that way, but Buddhist is. And also, Buddha says, respect yourself because you represent Buddha himself. But you should respect everybody else too, because they are part of Buddha too. So nobody disrespected, because everybody is ultimately Buddha. And if you respect me, Buddha said, you must respect everybody. What's wrong with that? I don't see any wrong. And then, if you love yourself, you love everybody. What's wrong with that? I don't see any problem. Perfection of patience. The world today ran out of patience, and then they try to destroy each other. So there's not much perfection of patience. So if you have patience, perfection of patience, then no problem can overwhelm you. No problem can defeat you, because you defeat all the problem. So my little experience, why I can handle a lot of good people and crazy people, it's because of my little teeny tiny meditation, my little teeny tiny practice keeps me and says, no problem. Give me all the problems, all together. That's a part of the reason I'm functioning. But if I practice teeny tiny mind, 2 or 3 or 10 people I will talk, I will be overwhelmed, I will give up everything. Won't be functioning anymore. So, that proves right there. Meditation is important. Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.